The gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that if we wish to come after him, we have to deny ourselves, we have to take up our cross, and we have to follow him. Now, that's something, obviously, that we all know, but it's what comes after that then that becomes important, and that is the question of what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and suffers the loss of his own soul? What are we willing to give in exchange for our soul, the Lord asks. And that really becomes the question, because what is important is what's going to happen to your soul. Remember, your personality resides in your soul. So when you die, your person still continues to live on. Your body is going to rise from the dead on the last day, but in the meantime, you will still be alive. And you are going to live forever. And you're only going to live in one of two places. So the question is where? And what are you going to give in exchange for your soul? We've all heard the tragic stories of these poor souls who are willing to sell their soul to Satan for whatever pittance that they're going to get in return. And really, a few minutes of fame, some money, some pleasure, and they're willing to give their soul up for that. But then you look at the other side and you say the payment that we're going to have to give to be able to get to heaven is to take up our cross. So in other words, if we can suffer in this life, and as St. Paul makes clear in the first reading, if we share in the sufferings of Christ, we share in the comfort of Christ. We share in his consolation. So if we're going to take up our cross, we suffer in this life so that for the next life, it's going to be glorious. If on the other hand, we decide that we want to trade in all of that so that we can have pleasure in this life, then the exchange is going to be eternal suffering. So the question is, where do you want to do what? You can share in the suffering of Christ, which has merit, which can save our soul, which can save many others, and then we get to go to heaven. Or we can be selfish and we can be focused on our pleasure and our ease and our comfort and whatever else, and we can wind up in hell. And so really, you got to look at that and ask the question, what is my soul worth? God wants your soul to be perfected. So he's not just simply asking a matter of, are you willing to suffer so that you can go to heaven? He gives the suffering so that we can grow in holiness, so that we can be purified and we can be perfected, so that we can love more. But the reality is that the suffering, the amount that we're willing to suffer, is indicative of how much we love. And so if we look at our own lives and we see that we're really not willing to suffer much because we just want everything that the world has to offer, we want all the pleasure and ease and comfort, it means that we're in love with ourselves. There's no real love in our hearts for the Lord because it's just about myself. If, on the other hand, I'm willing to take up the cross, I'm willing to follow him, to the degree that I'm willing to do that, that's how much love I have for him. So that's the real question. Do we love the Lord, or are we in love with ourselves? Our society is all about being in love with yourself. Our society is about preparing for an eternity in hell. If we want to go to heaven, then we need to be able to reject what our society is presenting. And we need to be able to say, I have to focus on the Lord and on loving him. But it's about the love. That's the part that people need to understand. It is about the love. It's not about the suffering. It's about the charity. He's giving a talk on Saturday about St. John of the Cross, So people, when they think of St. John of the Cross, they think, oh, he's so mean and he's so harsh and it's all about penances and suffering. St. John of the Cross is about love. It's about the love of God. And these things are the means to allow us to love God more perfectly, because they purify our soul and they purify us of our selfishness, which means that we have a greater ability to love. It's all that it comes down to. It's not about being harsh and being mean. It's about somebody who loves you so much that he wants you to love more. He doesn't want you to love as little as you possibly can. He wants you to love as much as you possibly can. So when he asks you to take up the cross, he's not saying, prove it, even though that is going to be the measure of our love. He's saying, I want you to love more. What you're doing is great, but I want even more for you. It's not I want more from you, I want more for you. That's all that he wants is our good. In our humanness, we look at it and we say, oh, this cross is heavy, he hates me, he doesn't want my good, he must be angry at me, whatever silly ideas come into our heads. Like, no, he is doing this because he loves us and he wants us to be able to love even more. That's the only reason that he does it, so that we can love more. So again, ask yourself, what are you willing to give in exchange for your soul? Because your soul is what it is all about. All the devil's lies, all of his nonsense, the devil is always about looking at the immediate. This is going to be exciting for you right now. This is going to be fun for you right now, whatever it is. Notice that when the devil does these things, he doesn't usually say, oh, by the way, let's look at what's happening to your soul. He's just saying, let's look at what's happening to your body because we want to give you all this pleasure. See, God doesn't like you because he doesn't want all of that, which isn't true either, but that's the way that he tries to frame it. And then we look at it and say, so God offers me the cross. The devil's offering me wealth and fun and excitement and pleasure and whatever else. Boy, which way should I go? Well, if it's in the immediate, go with Satan. But it's not about the immediate. It's about eternity. Satan hates your guts, and he hates your soul, and he wants you to spend eternity with him in hell, which is why he's offering you all this garbage now, knowing that it's going to pull you down. But if he doesn't focus on the soul, but he focuses on the excitement or the pleasure or whatever, then he tricks us. And he gets us looking at the immediate because that's way more fun than what God is offering. What God is offering is eternity with him and pure joy and pure glory and pure love. That's what he's offering. Satan is offering pure selfishness for the rest of eternity, which means total despair for the rest of eternity. If we think of what he's offering now in the selfishness, it's like, yeah, he gives me all these selfish things and it's so fun and it's so pleasurable, it's so exciting. Not for eternity, it isn't going to be. It's going to be absolute despair. Because you're looking at yourself. What a horrible existence. God wants you to be looking at him because he is pure love. Remember, he doesn't get anything out of it. I mean, if we looked at it and said, I want you to be looking at me, it's like, well, how arrogant can you get? Not with God, because he gets nothing from it. It's for our good that he wants that. Because it's pure love. It's pure goodness. And if we look at him instead of ourselves, then we're going to be filled with joy and then we're going to be filled with love. That's what he desires. So look long term. Look at eternity. And then ask the question, what am I going to give in exchange for my soul? Because there are two options. I can take up the cross and I can follow him, or I can put the focus on Brother Donkey and I can give into all that the devil wants to offer me. One way or the other, we're given an exchange. So we can have the fun and excitement and pleasure now and have an eternity of torment, or we can take up the cross, we can follow him, and we can have an eternity of pure charity. There is an exchange one way or the other. So the question is, what are we willing to give in exchange for our souls?